Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Bo?
It is.
Hey, Bo, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. Thank you very much.
That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Looks like you inquired about this placement a while back through Google, and we hadn't actually had a position become available until today. So you are still on our qualified candidates list for the placement. That's why we were reaching out to you.
Okay.
So did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Well, I'm assuming you're talking about
the local maps listing.
Yeah, the local maps listing, yeah.
Yep. I mean, yeah, it's the guys that show up on the first page there right next to the map when you look up your services.
Sure, yeah.
Yep, yeah.
Well, I've tried to do that before, and I didn't
right.
know if it would be perfect or not, anything like that, but I never could get through the wicket in terms
well,
of getting a response.
It's free to verify.
It's free
your, but what you were inquiring about was to be on the first page of the search results for your area. And so that's how Google took it, you know, and then the Google partners like us, we handle those listings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how about you just cut to the chase and let me know what the price is and.
Okay.
And, I mean, I understand that the guys are trying to fill a slot, so I just need to know.
Yeah, it's about a 50-mile radius for 15 different keyword terms or services. Normally this campaign is $4.99. I could reduce it to $2.99. So it breaks down about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
Okay, there's no long-term contract or anything like that, so we just go 30 days at a time. If you're ever unhappy with it, you can cancel. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that.
Okay. But this is guaranteed first page on Google.
Well, we don't guarantee you that you're going to get customers from it, but you'll get the first page placement on Google, yes.
Yeah. I didn't say not get customers at first page. Okay.
Yeah, Google doesn't want us to like guarantee you a certain amount of customers from it. We just put you up there.
I know. There's no guarantees in life. But what I'm saying is I'm trying to determine if this is legitimate or if this is, you know, I don't know how all this.
No, it's 100% legitimate. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County, California. If you look up our business name, you'll see the Google right behind us. We've been in business since 2004. Google was established in 96 out here, but they didn't actually have the partner program until 2004. So we've been doing this for 19 years. It's not abnormal. Anybody that you see up there is working with a Google partner like ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no other way to get up there. You got to be, you got to qualify for it.
I got you. Do I have to make a decision right now?
Well, it's something that we're actively looking to fill. So basically, once a spot opens up, they give us the list of the companies that inquired about it, and then my reps go down that list until we fill the spot.
And how much do I have to put down today?
It's just $2.99. That pays for the whole month. And then you won't, there's no other charges. There's no like lead fees or click fees or call fees. It's just $2.99 one time per month.
Okay.
So. Is that something you could see a value in giving a shot?
I think so, yeah.
All right. I understand you're busy, so I'll try to make the setup process quick, and then I'll schedule an appointment to circle back with you tomorrow for the client interview. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Bo. What's your last name?
Hendricks.
Oh, I love it. Okay. And then the business or the primary line of contact for the business, is that the number that we're on right now?
It is, yeah.
Okay, and that's the best number for your customers to get a hold of you too, right?
That's right.
All right. And then what's the street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter? That's how you get that little red dot on the map there.
Yeah, no, you have to use a P.O. box. The thing, the way that we do business around here, many of the contractors.
Yeah,
we
do it from home, right?
We have the shops at our homes.
Yeah.
You know, and we operate out of those shops. So.
Yeah. That's not abnormal. I've been working with guys in Oklahoma for the last 10 years. I work in this state specifically. So that's not abnormal. But we can't, We can't use a P.O. box. We can use your address just to send the postcard, but I'll hide your address on Google so people won't see it. It's just for us to send that card.
If you can promise me that it's not going to be posted on the main
page. I promise you. My mother, son, daughter, and doll, everything that I love.
7576 Thomas Avenue. Kingston, Oklahoma.
Okay.
But listen, it's not even going to get to me because the mail all goes to the post office. So here's the way it does. It goes 7576 Thomas Avenue, number, just put number. Don't put post office box.
Okay.
Just put number 414.
414.
That's small town for you right there.
Yeah, because it'll just forward over to that PO box anyway. But the post office already has a Google Maps listing so people can get to it. So if I put the PO box number and address down, it won't register it. It looks like you're trying to put another business at the post office.
I got you. Okay.
What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing and the receipt?
Just use bo.a.hendricks@gmail.com.
A.hendricks@gmail, you said?
That's right.
All right, good. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
9 or 8 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Saturday and Sunday? Closed or by appointment?
Yeah. Closed on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
I mean, I obviously do stuff on Saturday and Sunday, but I don't want that advertised. So.
Yeah, that'll be at your own discretion. You know, if you got to put in some extra time, that's up to you. All right. And then we're going to build you a .com website. Do you have a logo for the business or, like, photos of work you've done in the past?
Yeah.
Okay. The website's no extra cost. We just include that in the package as part of the service. I'm going to send you a text with my direct number and extension and then an email address for you to send in any logo and photos that you want to use for the site. You don't got to do that now, but if we could get those in, you know, before the weekend, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
All right. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't currently accept credit cards. No.
No cards? Okay, so just cash and check?
I mean, yeah, cash and check. But if I, well, I can do, you know, cash, check, Venmo.
Okay, yeah, Venmo, Apple Pay, Zelle. You got Zelle?
I don't have Zelle. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Okay. I'll just put Venmo and Apple Pay. If you ever want to swap it, Bo, like I know you're busy right now, but if you ever want to swap it, I texted you my direct number. Just call in and I could swap it out. I could add some stuff to that too.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So then the last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment and schedule your client interview for tomorrow. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
It's just a credit card.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
All right. And it's under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
All right. Let me add Wolf Hamill Construction. Your company is LLC or no?
It is an LLC. So I'm doing, this is a DBA.
Okay.
Because my LLC is called Real Warrior Strategies. So if you look up Wolf Hamill Construction on like Oklahoma Secretary of State's website, it'll say active and then it'll say, you know,
DBA, Wolf Hamill Construction.
Yeah.
Copy that.
The Real Warrior Strategies.
Oh, copy that. I got you. So I'll just have it listed as Wolf Hound Construction. LLC is just something to have in your back pocket in case you need it later on. Is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending that PIN verification letter to?
No, it's P.O. Box 414, Kingston, Oklahoma, 73439.
Okay. 414. Yeah, it's basically the same. Okay, P.O. Box 414, Kingston, 73439, you said?
Yep.
All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it four numbers at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah. So it's 4368.
4368.
7-0.
Seven what?
I'll repeat the first four numbers again. 4368.
Uh-huh, 4368.
7100.
7100.
5635. 8999.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0525.
0525, and three-digit code on the back?
042.
042, okay. I'm going to process it in the amount of $299. You're going to get an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. It's going to text over to you, and it's going to come in an email. You got to sign off on that. So I know you're busy now, but obviously when you get a chance this afternoon, it's set up to automatically process each month on the 20th day. You'll keep the same pricing structure. So the discount I gave you, it's not just the first month. Every month that you continue to use us, you'll keep the $2.99 price. It won't go back up to $4.99 ever. Okay?
Okay.
So that should keep
let's get in contact tomorrow and then
right. What time do you want me to call you for the client interview tomorrow?
How about 11 in the morning, if you have that time available?
Okay, I'll schedule you between 11 and 12. It usually takes about 30 minutes, and they might not call you right at 11, just in case the call before goes over. But within that hour, we'll get it knocked out, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, if you need anything, give me a call. You have my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you.
Nice, sounds good.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to working with you. Have a great day, okay? Bye-bye. That was a lightning quick one.